بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد during the battle of Uhud the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم 70 of them became shuhada and many of them were wounded and the kuffar when they left the battlefield they retreated. And then at some stage they thought to themselves, if only we could have finished the Muslims. So they devised a plan. What was this plan? The Abu Sufyan had told someone, go tell the Muslims, go inform them, frighten them. That tell them that we, the Kuffar, are mobilizing our troops and we are coming and ganging up to finish you. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم. So the plot and the ploy was here to instill fear in the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. So this person came and he said that these kuffar, they have mobilized their forces, they're coming and the object is to finish your life. But on the contrary, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. This increased the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And what did they mention? وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. That Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us. And He is the best disposer of affairs. In other words, He is the best of those whom upon we put our reliance. وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. So imagine the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, at that time, what was the level of Iman? So in today's times as well, we will get people from different quarters want to put fear into us. Whether it is the media, the social media, the print media, whatever it is, sometimes they over-exaggerate, over-sensitize the issues, over-dramatize the issue, to put some fear in us. Sometimes it's from certain quarters where they do research, scientists, etc. And they present their theories here again to put fear into the people. So what should be our response? We should say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And this will be a means, inshallah, of increasing our iman. This is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. In fact, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was being flung and cast into the burning fire, at that moment he sought the help with these very words, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. The Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. He is the best of whom upon whom we put our trust and reliance. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told one sahabi radiallahu anhu, إِذَا غَلَبَكَ أَمْرٌ فَقُلْ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi that whenever the odds are against you, when difficulties come across, when you come across some impediments, some obstacles, some difficulties, then recite these words, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. This is the plural form. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ is the singular. But we should say, Hasbunallah, that Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakil, and Allah Ta'ala is the best of those who is the best disposer of our affairs, and the best upon whom we put our reliance on. So this is a very powerful wazifa. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, Wa antumul a'loon in kuntum mu'mineen. You are the most loftiest. You enjoy a very high pedestal if you have true iman. So no doubt, we are very, very weak. We don't ask for tests. We ask for afiat. Always ask for afiat, well-being, protection. But if halat comes, then we should accept it. This is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيْ تَرَكُوا أَيْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّ وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think they will be just left aside and they will not be tested? Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَفْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. That most definitely we tested the people before you. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And through these tests, Allah Ta'ala will come to know who is truthful and who are liars. In other words, what will be the response? Will they persevere, make sabr, and be happy with the decision of Allah? They are truthful. Or will a person complain and become angry with the decision of Allah? Then such people are liars. This is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah idha ahabba abdan ibtalahu. When Allah Ta'ala loves any of His servants, then He puts him through some trial, some tribulation, some test. And as Muslims, as mu'mineen, we will go through these tests. Impediments will come in our way, hurdles will come in our way, obstacles will come in our way, and life will carry on. But we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, yes, we'll use means. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when this propaganda, and today propaganda is no something new to us. Propaganda is from that time. Propaganda is even now too, and is increasing all the time. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they did not relax and say Allah Ta'ala will suffice for us. No, they took up the challenge. They took up the arms and they were ready to face the challenge. So we also will put our reliance on Allah. We will also adopt the means, asbab, but we'll put our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the dua of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This is the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. In fact, Mufti Taqi Usmani Saab Daun Barakato mentions one person, a very pious person who is involved in efforts of Dawud and Tabligh. He saw in a dream Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed this person in a dream that go and ask Mufti Taqi Saab Daun Barakato which amal he is doing. And make amal on that ma'mool, on that prescription that he is doing. So this person informed Mufti Taqi Saab Daun Barakat of the dream and asked him, what amal are you doing? And he mentioned the amal. What is this amal? That three times you should recite Surah Fatiha. Three times Surah Fatiha and three times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And thereafter a person should recite this wazifa. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil 313 times inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah, at least once we can do it. But daily as a routine, after the Fajr Salah, 7 times we should try and recite it. After the Maghrib Salah, inshallah, we should try and recite it 7 times, inshallah. And also very, very important is normally we are reading the wazifas, the morning and evening duas, all established from the Quran and Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are our spiritual vaccines. These are our spiritual boosters, inshallah. These are the things that, inshallah, will increase our iman, will keep us step us on iman, inshallah. But as I mentioned, two things are very, very important. The person should have yaqeen in these words of Allah and in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second thing, for that thing to become effective, a person should stay away from gunas. Like a doctor, a person is suffering from a running tummy, diarrhea, doctor will give him some medication. But the doctor also will tell him to refrain from certain things. But if that person now wants to eat prunes, or want to take some laxative, he is defeating the purpose. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we read these wazifas with yaqeen, inshallah. All these wazifas that we are reading normally every morning after the Fajr Salah, after the Maghrib Salah, Allah Ta'ala make it possible that we read it continuously, not only now when halas come, but throughout till death, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it effective and not on for us only, for the entire ummah, inshallah.